Glenn and Mara felt something of a very much a novel pairing final.
Yeah, it's two teams that have been knocking on the door for years, and it's remarkable to think that Glenn have never been to a senior county final, Tom. So this is their first day out at this level, and Mara felt haven't been there since 83, haven't won it since 78. So I suppose Mara and Mara felt are two of the bigger towns in South Derry, so it's sort of remarkable that they haven't been in county finals in recent years. But both teams have been sort of knocking on the door, so it's going to be a good contest, I think.
And I suppose the big question on everybody's lips is can Glenn bring the success they've had at underage level to senior level?
That's it. You know, everybody's been waiting for the team to come through. You know, some of the lads that won the four Ulster minor clubs in a row, but and some of the lads that won that first Ulster minor are now 26. You know, so it has been a long enough time coming. And to be honest, chatting to some of the Mahara men themselves, they would nearly tell you they thought that, you know, time was passing that quick and it wasn't going to happen. But no, they showed up well last year, and this year they've come on through a very difficult matches. So that's the big question: can they take victory? So, but Marfelt have a lot of potential themselves. Good young team, and have had underage success. Good underage teams coming up didn't reach the heights of Glenn, you know, winning Ulster Minor, but they have had a few county titles in the past, so they're an up and coming outfit as well, Tom. You know.
Yeah, as we mentioned, is a novel pairing, and maybe not a pairing that many would have predicted at the start of the year. But I think the general consensus is that have been the two best teams in the championship this year.
Yeah, as I say, Glenn came through the hard way. They've beaten Loop, they've beaten Lavey, they've beaten Slaughneil. So you know. Particularly the semi-final against Slaughneil. Slaughneil were the favourites for, and everybody's lips. They won four in a row, and they lost out last year in Ardley. So with Coleraine being knocked out, you know, people expect the Slaughneil to take the title. But it was always going to be, you know, definitely going to Slaughneil, the big massive 18-point victory in the league. You know, not so long ago, maybe mid-August against Glenn, and. They come back really well, so they come back really well to bounce back from that, because it was they were going for the league that night, Glenn. They really were going for the league because they hadn't won the league since 87, and to take a mauling like that and then to bounce back from that, they eked out a victory against Loop, fully deserved winners against Loop, and then Lavey got the county final last year, and Lavey got a 1-2-0 up on them, so they came through that one, and then the big one was the Slaughneil, which was a massive, you know, psychological boost from their near neighbours. You know, they beat them in three minor finals by a point. That same group of players, and after taking that heavy defeat, that was a massive victory for them. You know, but they were fully deserving. Slaughneil couldn't nick it at the end, and the two goal chances in the last 7 or 8 minutes, and either of them, and both of them were cleared offline. Either of them probably would have. Would have won the match then, but it was a massive victory for Glenn. Yeah, it certainly was.
Tell me the key jewels. Normally, you know, there's matchups to be made.
Yeah, I'm not sure what way they're gonna do it. Conor McCluskey seems to be the main man marker for Mara Felt. Wee Danny Tallon, you know, he could pick him up. Danny has been playing full forward for Glenn, and you know, sort of surprised Lonnie left. Killing Finney in him in the semi-final, so Danny posed a lot of problems. So you know, Conor McCluskey could pick him up. It's hard to know. You know, the midfield duel. You know, Danny Heavern has been playing midfield. Jared Munnan has been playing sort of like a defensive type midfielder. Emmett McGuckin has been dropping out to midfield, but can play in the full forward line. And I sort of personally think that he may be used in there because Celtic Park's a little bit tighter than Owen Begg. You would expect Cian McFaul he's been massive for Glenn this year, to line out in midfield as well. So possibly Ryan Dugan with him, not sure about that. Emmett Bradley would have to be man-marked, you would think, from a Marfell point of view. He's been, you know, the last game particularly against, you know, Slaughneil, he came out of his own, him and Cian McFaul both, so... Those are the key players. So it's hard to know, you know, who's going to be picking up who. But
it'll be horses for courses, I suppose.
Yeah. As I say, those are the main players that are going to have to be marked. Conor Cairns was, you know, very decisive from half back. Very good ball player from half back. Needs to be watched. So you know, Glenn will have their eye on him. So one of the wing half forwards. Possibly can't see them putting. Conolth McGuckin would be probably too young for that job. Still a minor. So you know, likes of something like Michael Warnock could get that job. You know.
And the word is that Conor Glass is back and in the Glenn squad.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. It's possible, but it would be a major surprise for me now if he featured for Glenn on Sunday. I'm not sure what way his contract works with Hawthorn, but I'm not sure if he'd be allowed to take that chance because, you know, Conor Glass is a big name nowadays. You know, used to be in the 1970s, you could have likes of Mickey Niblock used to come home from, there's a writing about him coming home from New York and playing for featuring in championship matches from RFL, but these days with online, etc.
The old internet.
And Australia straight away, that Conor Glass, so I'm not sure what way his contract would work at in the off-season if he would be allowed to, you know, that would be the big thing. I'm sure Liam would love to have him, but, you know, everybody will be watching, certainly everybody at St Celtic Park on Sunday will be looking to see as he togged out, first of all, and then I suppose we'll not know in the team. She can't see him starting, but, you know, if he was on the bench, it would be massive for Glenn. It could be a massive boost for him, you know.
Yeah. When you weigh it all up, how do you see it go?
I think it's going to be a kick of the ball. I think it's important for Glenn that they take a lead. If Marfell get the lead, they're very good at defending the lead. Aidan Cush has got them into a fairly decent defensive setup. So, but Glenn, if, you know, as I say, they've come through three really tough matches so far. So, I think if they can get their, you know, they've a lot of speed, a lot of pace in the team. If they can get their noses in front, which they've done so far, they could be the team to beat. But as I say, Marfell get the early starts, which they're capable of doing. They're certainly capable of defending a 2 or 3 point lead. So. I'll go for Glenn, Tom, but that's not to say that it's very possible Marfell could take this one, you know.